Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we continue our conversation with the New World Symphony's one and only bass trombonist, Carl Wiedervoll. From Brandenburg, Kentucky, Carl has a rather unorthodox approach to his playing. He auditioned for New World, for instance, using his own transcription of a Muppet song. And it was during a rather serious performance that Carl had a revelation about the trombone. It was a very famous trombonist's memorial service.
Milt Stevens, he was the longtime principal of the National Symphony. For Milt's memorial service, they put together a really wonderful trombone choir. I had the privilege of being a part of it. And we played an arrangement of the climax from Mahler's Second Symphony. And there's something about Mahler, and definitely something about that piece, that when you get to the climax of that Second Symphony, it's like that moment in the movie Contact, where Jodie Foster, just her mouth, when she sees the universe in all its glory, and her mouth just drops open, and she says, "I had no idea." It's like that. Mahler has this transcendent power, and we had a really great trombone choir assembled for that. And like, I guess it was like 16 of us, I think, playing. And 16 trombones, that's a glorious divine sound. There was some amazing benevolent force that we conjured or invited into the room, and I know Milt was smiling. The trombone is really, it's an instrument that composers tend to save a lot of times because it has this divine quality to its sound. And of course, I'm biased, I'm a trombonist, you know, but a lot of times when you go to an orchestra concert, you'll just see the trombonist sitting there most of the time. I believe it was Mendelssohn who said this: the trombones are too sacred to use often. So really, if you notice, a lot of times that the trombones play either when the music gets really, really soft and has this really sacred sound to it, or just when the music gets really, really loud and climactic and you need that extra punch to just take it over the top.
In addition to new discoveries about his own instrument, Carl finds that New World Symphony's music director, Michael Tilson Thomas, is also a constant source of discovery.
At the beginning of the orchestra season, he talks to us via Internet 2. The orchestra does a lot with Internet 2 to communicate across wide distances. He's in San Francisco with the San Francisco Symphony that time of year. But at the beginning of each season, the orchestra all gathers up on stage, and there's this big TV screen, and we can see him TT, and he can see us, and he sort of gives us a pep talk for the season. And at the beginning of this season, he said something that really, really sticks with me. He talked about how important it is for us to be unflinching. That was his word, unflinching, that there has to be a real honesty in what we do, and we can't shy away from emotions and the power of music.
Carl also wanted to make sure he thanked some very special people.
I would like to thank everyone who does anything to support the New World Symphony, and it's just absolutely so wonderful that we're able to come together and perform these great programs with great conductors. It's a dream come true for 100 of us to be able to get up on stage and bring all our talents together and create magic, which is our job. That's our job. A lot of people make that possible. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who supports the New World Symphony and supports music performance in general.
Carl Wiedervoll, bass trombone fellow from New World Symphony. For information on the season, go to nws.edu. I'm Lynn Warfel. Join me again next week on Backstage with the New World Symphony, right here on Classical South Florida.